USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first truckloads of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine were set to leave a Michigan manufacturing plant Sunday for distribution across the United States. Some 3 million vaccine doses are being distributed this week. Healthcare workers are being prioritized for inoculations. Violent clashes erupted in Washington, D.C. and Washington State after supporters of President Trump and counter-protesters went at it. In Olympia, Washington, police arrested two suspects after declaring a riot when one person was shot. The Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. says officers had arrested at least 26 people.
You got to kiss a major good morning.
Country Music Hall of Fame's first black American has died Saturday from COVID-19 complications. Charlie Pride had at least 30 number one hits and won 3 Grammys. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee are demanding answers on Democrat committee member Eric Swalwell's close ties to a suspected Chinese spy. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
California Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell began a relationship with a woman suspected of being a Chinese spy. The accused spy, Christine Fang, helped raise money for his 2014 congressional reelection campaign and recruited at least one intern for his office. Republican Congressman from Florida, Michael Walls, tells Fox News this is only the beginning.
Look, this is the tip of the iceberg at this point. I spent a year on the China Task Force, and it is in our universities, students, it's research institutions. We really need to get a handle on this.
Representative Michael Conaway of Texas says members on the House Intelligence Committee are privy to our nation's most important secrets, and the fact that a senior Democrat member of the committee was compromised by a Chinese spy should serve as a grave wake-up call. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The National Football League will present 14 games on Sunday. With playoff implications, the Minnesota Vikings will be in the Sunshine State to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This week, Bucs head coach Bruce Arians says he has nothing but respect for his future Hall of Fame quarterback, Tom Brady.
It's been fantastic. From day one, getting him here, watching him prepare and help young players get better. He's a joy to coach, and he's a fantastic competitor. And I love that about him. And, you know, he's been there and done it. And he's helped so many of our guys who haven't believe that they can. And that's a huge part of it. And couldn't ask any more out of him.
Vikings at Bucks, 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox. The late game Sunday is a great matchup. The 11-1 Steelers will visit the 9-3 Buffalo Bills. Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin this week says his receivers need to get better at their job.
Yeah, they can catch the ball or they can get replaced by those that will catch it, you know. And it's just as simple as that. Like I've often said, man, I expect guys to make routine plays routinely. And when there's a pattern of that not happening, then we got to look at, you know, who we're throwing the ball to. You know, the coaching of catching the football for those who are employed to do it at this level is not something that I got a lot of patience for. It's not something that any of us have a lot of patience for. Those guys' job is to catch the football, particularly the routine ones.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.